Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Conspiracy Underground. We are the Conspiracy Underground news team and the tag team champions of the podcast game. I'm the lunatic fringe, the left lip ghost, and with me as always is the radical one, the right lip, Ryan Dean. How are you? Ooh, that felt good.
Good. I'm a little late on the going live here. It's going right now, but that's fine.
Okay.
What's going on with you? How was your weekend, man?
Not bad, not bad. Nice and relaxing. Didn't do too much. Did an impromptu tavern. Just a last minute thing. Had a couple people pop on. Drew was there, Kyle, Catalyst, trying to think. Big Country popped in for a little bit. So it was just, well, I think we only went for like maybe an hour and a half. It wasn't long. Just felt like kind of doing it. So I was like, yeah, I didn't send you the invite cause I knew you were working. So
yeah.
Everybody Thank asked where you were. They're like, well, where's Ryan? Where's Ryan? I said, he's working. He's got a job to do, guys. He's got a job to do.
That was a fun event to work too. Like, some good fights. I've been just for fun since I can't bet on it. I make like predictions and, I think there was a total of 13 fights and I went 10-3 on those. So if only I could bet, but I cannot. So fun stuff,
true,
but
true.
What else you get into? Would you make any good food today?
I'm going to make some chicken thigh or no, I'm sorry. Some drumsticks, with, I don't know, like sticky style, not real sticky, but like in a gravy, and make some rice on the side and some corn. Just kind of keep it simple today. I was thinking of doing some Mexican, but I'm gonna keep it kind of Pennsylvania-ish this Sunday.
I'm always doing some Mexican right now.
I know.
Are you hanging with your wife today, or do you just make this food by yourself?
I don't know if she's coming over later or not. If she does, I usually send her back to her parents with some so that they can have some as well sometimes. If it's not too salty, sometimes it comes out a little too salty for them. Yeah. But, yeah, it's always a good time.
They want some of that ghost cooking.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, dude, you know, I know we're kind of bullshitting here up top. I've got a lot of stuff on the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I've got some great people sent me. We don't need to move on yet, but, you know, Victoria, always MVP, coming in clutch. Matt sent me a couple videos, and I actually saw one on his Instagram that if we have time later, I'll play it. Tyson, and then, I mean, I got all kinds of stuff. He sent me this really interesting rat experiment that we can show here. And, yeah, just more weird shit. So, yeah, dude, I think it's going to be a fun one. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, hell yeah. Tyson's always coming in with some good stuff.
Yeah, man, for sure. Did you have anything that was like Super Bowl related here to start?
I don't have anything, no. And it was kind of like a weird, nothing slow news week too. So,
well, I mean, we got a lot of stuff because, you know, it's not always necessarily breaking news, right? Sometimes
right.
There's, you know, old classic conspiracy shit. Now, I want to. We'll start with this here, and then I'll kind of bounce around. Actually, you know what? What we're gonna do is start with Victoria's clip. This ties in one of both of our favorite conspiracies with the Super Bowl, believe it or not.
Oh, nice.
Very cool. Yeah. So I'm just finding the clip really quick.
You're fine.
I've got it. I'm going to load her up, and then we're going to get going. Sharing my screen so I don't forget. Boom.
Boom, boom, bang.
Yeah, they
kind of like that.
This is a cool clip, man. Really interesting shit. Pay attention because it moves quick and it might seem loose, but there's something there.
Okay,
so check this out. It's on TikTok, but here we go. Once we start rolling, where's the volume? All right.
Did it redirect you to TikTok?
It redirected.
Did it?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Dude, see that? That's why this is tough. I wish it had a full screen sharing option.
Well, the thing is,
it just doesn't.
You just need to create a, you didn't even need to be your name, but just create a TikTok account and then you can pull it right up on TikTok. Because once it redirects, it gets kind of wanky.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of bullshit. Okay, so let's see if we can get this right this time. I will share this and then go. Here we go. Can you see that? Can you see this guy?
Does the
black
guy
hat,
look
black shirt?
Does guy look like this?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Finally, take two.
You know, with all this talk of tunnels and underground bunkers being built, and all the stuff going on with Taylor Swift and the Kansas City Chiefs, I figured it was time I connect those two dots for you. For entertainment value, of course, because I know nothing and I'm just making this stuff up. All right, now how many people have seen a video like this on their FYP?
To me, that looks like the...
Well, what if I told you that that tunnel system has everything to do with the Kansas City Chiefs, as well as a whole lot of other things? All right, well, this starts with this guy right here, Lamar Hunt, who used to be the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, and his family still owns them to this day. Oh, and fun fact, he's also the guy that came up with the term Super Bowl. Well, what most people don't know is Lamar Hunt also had another project, and that's known as Subtropolis.
Something out of a Jules Verne science fiction novel, a large working city operating deep from ground as we go about our lives on the surface above. It's real, and it's right here in the United States. Harry Smith takes us to Subtropolis.
Inside a hill in Kansas City is a place you kind of have to see to believe. It's called Subtropolis. Decades ago, limestone was mined here for concrete and asphalt. What's left is space, a lot of space.
So what's down here right now, we have 6 million square feet of buildings leased to 55 companies. There's 1,700 employees that run around here and go to work every day.
It's a massive industrial park, all underground. And this is almost like a little bit like a science fiction-y sort of thing.
Yeah.
When you're down here, do you ever worry, like, the world could go come to an end upstairs, and you guys have just been down here toiling away, right?
Now, Subtropolis is home to some pretty big entities, like the National Archives, as well as the EPA. And it's also the storage facility for some of the biggest buildings in Hollywood.
Start with the control temperature and humidity. Thousands of film canisters holding some of the most beloved movies. They're here at the underground vaults and storage.
It's hard to believe. It's mind-blowing the scale that we have here.
A short drive away and you'll find not one, two big businesses that save thousands of dollars on overhead because of the climate down.
All right, Subtropolis is a rabbit hole all on its own. Then we can go down later if you want to. But what we're going to focus on right now is Lamar and his family history. Now, in his rise to wealth, Lamar was a partner in crime with his dad. This guy right here, Harrelson L. Hunt. All right, now, Harold was not only at one time a plantation owner, but he got his wealth from the oil fields in Texas, which at one point made him the richest man in America.
In Dallas, Texas, where millionaires are not at all unusual, this man carrying part of his lunch to work in a paper bag is something special. For among those who have amassed great wealth from petroleum, he has amassed by far the most. More than the Cullens. More than the Richardsons.
All right, now, Harold was not only at one time a plantation owner, but he got his wealth.
He has no private airplanes. He takes no vacations on the Riviera. He makes no significant grants to charity. But Harrelson Lafayette Hunt is the biggest of them all, the richest man in America. The richest and one of the most controversial.
Harrelson not only did oil, but he was a big player in politics. In fact, he helped McCarthy start his presidential campaign.
I thought he walks away.
Here's where it gets interesting. Not only did he fund the McCarthy campaign, but he also funded the Cuban Revolution Council, which worked with the mafia and the CIA to take down Fidel Castro. And because of that connection right there is why a lot of people think he helped in the assassination of JFK. But of course, that whole situation worked itself out. And another motive that a lot of people don't know about for him being involved in JFK is because of his best friend, this guy right here, Edwin Walker. Now, Walker was an open white supremacist, And he was also in charge of the Arkansas Military District during a horrible time in our history called the Little Rock Nine. That's when the desegregation of high schools was happening in Arkansas. It's where nine students tried to attend school and were met with all this. And it got so bad that where Eisenhower made Walker send the National Guard there. Now, Walker ended up being a commander in the infantry division in Germany. And when he was caught teaching his supremacy ways, JFK stripped him of his military status. So not only was there all of that, but a whistleblower also came out and said that she was at a party where Harrelson Hunt and Richard Nixon were talking about what was going to happen to JFK the next day. So all the way from the Kansas City Chiefs to the underground bunkers to the desegregation of schools and JFK, sure is a lot of dots. Y'all stay safe.
Now, that guy was weird. I'm not going to lie. He's a weird dude, but that is a pretty interesting little rabbit hole there.
Yeah. At first, I wanted to say those look like the tunnels out in like Pittsburgh where they grow most of the white cap mushrooms and your portobellos and everything else. But did it say where this tunnel system was? Was it under Kansas City?
I'm sure that he's got, well, it would be probably pretty widespread. Subtropolis, it's called. I'll see if I can find anything on it. Great name, by the way, Subtropolis.
Yeah, very original.
Yeah, no kidding. Subtropolis, there's a storage company called Subtropolis. There's a Wikipedia page on it, on the tunnel system.
Oh.
It's in Kansas City, yeah.
Okay, that's great. That's
so weird. Subtropolis is a business complex located inside of a 55 million square foot, additional measurements, artificial cave in the bluffs of the Missouri River. I don't know. It's weird how that's written there. But yeah, it is in Kansas City, Missouri, and it was delivered by the Kansas City Chiefs owner, Lamar Hunt. So he's not full of shit, despite how he looks, mm-hmm. right? But yeah, it is supposedly they trademarked the phrase the world's largest underground business complex. So it's a real thing, man. It's wild to think that.
The thing with the underground facility doesn't necessarily ring bells for me because I mean, if you're storing documents or food or, you know, perishables, that's the best way to climate control. By nature itself, you know what I mean? You don't need a lot of refrigeration. You know, it stays a certain temperature right. all year long. But when it got into the JFK thing, I don't know. That was a little weird.
See this here? Show this to the folks out there because this is, to me, a little underground UN, it looks like. You see the different nation flags? So I said I was going to try and not touch my nose. It's like itching more than ever now that I said that. So just can't do it. But so if people don't like it, they're just going to have to deal with it. But yeah, man, I think it is. It's incredibly cool. Like it's a fun theory to go down and just a weird little rabbit hole there. But sticking with the Super Bowl theme, because you remember all these people talking about, you know, how the Ravens and the 49ers were supposed to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like and this seems like it'd be kind of hard to fake. I need to see who sent this clip to me because there is a really... Okay, so this was Matt, actually, that sent this because I got a Matt and a Matthew both sending me Super Bowl stuff. Makes it nice and confusing.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this, though. This is really, really weird. I'm going to have to share my screen and show this to you here. This is apparently in a grocery store, and there's a bunch of these cakes that a little while back.
Yeah, I saw this a couple weeks ago. It was right before the... I think it was the weekend of the Baltimore Ravens game going on.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to put the volume on just because it's just, you know, a chick showing some cakes and what looks like a Fry's or Kroger's or something. But, I mean, that's hard to fake that. You know, that's a lot of effort and energy and wasted stuff
mm-hmm.
for her to try to set that up. I never personally saw any 49ers – Ravens things. Did you see anything with your own
lovely
eyes?
No, not in my area. this could have been in Baltimore or somewhere like that, where they just kind of like pre-assumed that they were going to win and go on to the Super Bowl, and their local supermarket might have put something out, kind of like a...
jumped the gun a little bit?
Yeah, jumping the gun, or like the kid that got the Buffalo Bills Super Bowl whatever tattoo this year, and he was at the game, and everybody saw him crying and breaking down because they missed the field goal right at the end. And he's like, I got this tattoo. They were supposed to go. It's like, dude, don't get shit like that until they win.
Well, you know what, dude? It would be such a good shirt, like a good merch idea, if both of these teams probably didn't have phenomenal legal teams and you couldn't use their logos. But if you did like a 2024 Super Bowl flyer with those two on it.
Oh, yeah. That'd
be a really cool shirt.
That would be cool.
I'm going to close this out anyway. But yeah, I think that'd be kind of funny, man. So the last thing that I had that was actually sent over from the other Matt, Matthew, he goes by. Not the Great Deception Matthew. That was from the Great Deception Matt there. But this is pretty cool, too. It's idea.
Teams
probably didn't have phenomenal legal article. Teams and you couldn't use their logos.
But it's still
but if you did like a 2024 Super Bowl chat, okay. Flyer with it's
Ramaswamy, one of your favorites.
And I'm just going to pull the article up. There's no video for you here. But kind of interesting when you see what he's talking about. So the Super Bowl is rigged for the Chiefs, so Taylor Swift can sway the presidency, claims Ramaswamy. What do you think? You think he's on our side?
Get the fuck out of here.
I know. I'm just saying because it is interesting. I can read through this article. It's a pretty short one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to read the entire thing, but just where he – and look at that. I mean, she looks like a little boy. I'm not into it. I don't understand.
Thank you. Finally, someone that's on my side that does not think she's very good looking.
He looks like Napoleon Dynamite. Like, yeah. There's been the memes about that, and I think it's spot on.
Yeah. I gave Catalyst a nice idea for a T-shirt, mixing her with Napoleon Dynamite, and instead of vote for Pedro, it just says, got tater tots.
Yeah, it's weird. Okay, so look, so this is Vivek Ramaswamy saying that the Super Bowl is rigged for Kansas City, so that Taylor Swift can sway the presidency for Joe Biden. She has like 279 million followers on I think Instagram. Ironically, many of these same people who were complaining about the presence of Taylor Swift in the NFL spotlight are now using her name to spotlight an assortment of zany claims. A new one, the Super Bowl is about to be rigged in favor of the Kansas City Chiefs, so Swift can eventually use her raised profile for an endorsement of the re-election of President Joe Biden. Now, that seems kind of far for me, to be honest, because she was pretty popular before she got involved with Travis Kelce.
Oh, completely. But there were people out there that didn't know, like on the Swifty side, this is kind of like reverse, where like, oh, well, Travis Kelce wasn't a star until Taylor Swift came along. It's like, are you fucking serious? Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people consider him like the greatest tight end in the league right now, which there's some good ones, but he's definitely freaking good, man. When he's on, he's on. And I know, you know, we're going to say that it's rigged and all this stuff, but I actually wanted to talk more about the rigging idea. And that's really all that I wanted to read out of that article, to be honest. But the idea of the Super Bowl being rigged, but then I closed that there. Do you think that it's rigged to the level that a lot of conspiracy people think it is?
I think there's rigging going on, maybe not to the height that a lot of people think, but I think when I say rigged, it has a lot to do with the refs. Because if you look, just take the Ravens game, the head referee in charge there on that, and we covered this before with stats on how they favor a certain team. Well, by him being there, he's known to penalize the home team more than the away team, and that happened in that game.
Interesting. I mean, you know, with this focus on betting and all this stuff, I think that those things are put out there so that people can get an edge. Because I would venture to guess that a lot of people that bet are also not conspiracy theorists necessarily, but they're like, you know, kind of predisposed to believing in them, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you bring some interesting information, they're not just going to shut it out. And maybe they do think elections are rigged and all this stuff, right? Like I do. I do think that elections are rigged. There's way too much at stake in an election to not rig it. You know what I mean? It almost seems like the logical thing to do for the powers that be. And the same could be said about like big games, you know, big sporting events where there's millions. I mean, it's a billion-dollar industry, but millions and millions of dollars every game is on the line one way or the other. And all these channels that talk about different betting strategies and all these things, a lot of them are bad, dude. A lot of them are wrong 90% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've started having a lot more success betting, especially UFC. That's my favorite thing to bet, by just doing the opposite of what these people say.
Yeah.
And I mean, like I had a pretty successful night last night, you know, didn't make thousands of dollars or anything, but a super successful night by my standards, by just doing the opposite of everything that they said. I missed some, of course, but it's just wild, dude. It's wild that it seems like almost these guys are playing into the hands of the casinos without even knowing or without even really wanting to, because they're hearing information, that narrative's in their head, and then they're building on that in their own head with their strategy and betting.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you think about that. I know you don't bet, but what are your thoughts there?
I don't know. There's rigging in so many aspects of the, whether it's mixed martial arts, pro sports, hell, you can even get even all the way down to high school football in certain states. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying it's a fact, but I mean, you look at, you take Texas, they are known for their football, right? Texas Friday Night Light Football. It's big down there. And
high school, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked, you know, and with the election, yeah, you know, push those mail-in ballots. How much easier is it to rig and sway votes than to have everybody mail them in, and they could be fake? And we saw what happened the last election. Oh, they just show up in the middle of the night and they're stuffing them in these machines. It's like, come on, you know, it's right in front of our face, and people can't be like, yeah, that is wrong, just because they want their guy to win. You know what I mean? If people did that and I was voting for Trump and saw that, I'd be like, oh, hell no. No, that's not a legitimate win. You know, if you're going to cheat, you're not a winner. I don't care who you are. Even if Green Bay got caught cheating, I'd be saying the same thing. No, fuck that. It's not a real win. They cheated.
You wouldn't.
Yeah, no, I would.
You'd be like, let's go. No, I know. I'm just kidding. For me, man, it's just, it'd be awesome if at the Super Bowl, you know, because it's supposed to be Usher. I think there's a couple other people that are performing there. It'd be really funny if, like, they tried to do, like, this political halftime show thing and people just tuned out.
Yeah.
You know, and just didn't watch it at all. Because I know that they were talking about moving the Super Bowl one year over to London, because they've been doing these overseas games.
Mm-hmm.
And that would piss a lot of people off, man, because, like, this is an American sport that it's supposed to be here.
You know?
So, I don't know. Everything's political, and I feel like there's going to be a lot of political, you know, kind of undertones to everything. But I also do find it funny that both teams, like, their primary colors are red, which mm-hmm. is conservative colors, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you wonder if, you know, if you're looking at it from, like, a all angles, crazy conspiracy person's, angle there, I think it's just kind of something to think about.
Well, I think if the 49ers win, that will solidify Donald Trump being the president, because the 49ers didn't win the last time 4 years ago. The Chiefs did, and we got Joe Biden and all this craziness. So I don't know. I could be wrong, but there is that we touched on it last week. You know, the winner of the Super Bowl kind of predicts the presidency in a voting year. We kind of dug into it a little bit, but we didn't get it quite right. But I don't know. There's something there.
Well, and you wonder if Joe Biden's going to be there, and when they show him on the screen, if there's going to be a bunch of boos, because he doesn't go to any events anymore.
Yeah.
Watch him shit his pants on live TV. But, like, when Trump goes to UFC events, the crowd goes wild. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's a lot of conservatives that like that sport, but, dude, it's nuts. There was that scene where Trump, Kid Rock, and Tucker Carlson walked in all together, and the crowd was going nuts, dude. There's people like Bill Burr's wife that are flipping him off. But she's in the small minority there.
Yeah.
Like, everyone is super pro-Trump at these events. So, and I don't think that Biden could really go anywhere and just get, like, you know, showered with cheers.
No.
You know?
And isn't Bill Burr, he leans a little bit more right, doesn't he?
I think he's just kind of, down, I mean, he's center, liberal, it would seem like. Okay. But he, you know, his new movie would have you kind of think that he's more conservative and, like, the grumpy old guy, but... I think I've heard him talking shit about, like, Trump's policies and the way that he, you know, kind of presents himself and all this stuff. But I don't know. You know, a lot of these people in Hollywood and around there are very liberal and just kind of do what they're told, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, but you see a lot of Hollywood liberals kind of flipping sides and are kind of like, you know what, I think we need Trump back into office. And it's crazy. People like Michael Rapaport.
Yeah. And well, that's why I think that it's potentially something that's, you know, they want this to be to they want Trump back in, I think.
Yeah, for some reason. And I don't know why. Because if they want it, it can't be for a good thing.
Well, I mean, maybe something horrible goes on and then it could be on his hands or whatever. But I think something crazy is going to go on this year, man. I really do. Like, I know, you know, election year, it's not that crazy to say that, but I definitely think something's up and something weird's going to go down.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just have one question for the audience. If somebody could just let me know if I'm still live on my Instagram feed.
Yeah, you are. I went in there and told you.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay. Well, I can't pull it up the way, because I had to, it wanted me to verify my Instagram again and all this shit. So now it I can't tell if it's doing anything.
Yeah,
so, okay, cool. But welcome, Great Deception. We played, we just got done playing one of your clips not that long ago. So
the cakes, yeah, Matt, those cakes and the 49ers and Ravens cakes. I think that's kind of a funny thing there. Someone, but dude, check this one out.
Someone said Bill just checks out to his black wife.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. He does have a black wife. Dude, this is a really, really cool clip here. And this it's scary. But it reminds me of the Denver Airport paintings. Remember those?
Oh, yeah. I like those.
Super demonic, dark things. So check this out, dude. I think you're going to like this. This is sent from Victoria yet again here. Let's go. Creepy shit.
That previous slide is that there is something hanging on the wall in the dining area of the Gold's house in Davos. And we're going to take a closer look at it because it's a tapestry. Very creative, and we're going to just zoom in and have a little look on it, because this is hanging in the main area where all these people have been hanging out. And as you can see on the left, that appears to be a woman giving birth to a demon and producing a river of blood. And in the middle here, you can see, it looks a bit like Queen Elizabeth, a young Queen Elizabeth, but it's a woman in a headscarf. That's the kind of center point of tapestry. And above her head, it looks like the Tree of Knowledge. And is that not a Star of David? Above her to the right slightly. And then finally, is that Satan drinking from the river of blood coming from the woman giving birth to a demon? Isn't that rather strange, don't you think? For that to be in the room where they're all eating and where Jane Goodall and the king and all of these dignitaries are hanging out. But don't worry, we can trust these people. They definitely have our best interest at heart.
Absolutely.
Weird, man.
That is some creepy shit.
Isn't that weird?
That is, like, very weird.
You can see straight up. I mean, for people that are just listening later, like, it's a girl, naked girl, which automatically when something is coming out, I mean, you know, I don't want to sound gross here, but something's coming out of this girl's puss, right? I probably could have said that more scientifically.
We could have said vagina.
Something's coming out of it. Something's coming out of her lips. There's other words we could use here, like the name of the show. But something's coming out, and it looks like, you know, like there's red and there's like a sack around this thing. And it's all, I mean, it looks like a demon. And then there's a river of blood, and it's going into a devil's mouth. There's the Jewish star there. There's all that stuff. I didn't really get the Queen Elizabeth vibe from that thing, but no. You know, the guy is seeing it firsthand.
I got more of a nun vibe, or like Mary, or even maybe Mother Teresa. Just the way she was dressed, it kind of gave me more of like a holy woman.
Holy woman. So you think that maybe they're trying to say that we're going to bring in the Antichrist, or what do you think that message is really about there?
It could be a couple things. I mean, if it's a holy woman and the depiction of the lady giving birth to what appears to be a demon, it could be, like you said, are we bringing in the Antichrist, or who you're worshiping isn't who you think you are worshiping?
Interesting. I like that. I like it. This is a completely, you know, different topic here. And then I want to share something about Canada. I was just messaging Davey a little bit, but Tyson sent me a couple things, and then I'll kick it off to you after I play these two quick ones here. Did he send you this rat thing? This rat experiment?
He might have. I didn't get a chance to go through all my messages. And I apologize to everybody.
So check this out, dude. This is creepy. This is about your diet in the United States and in the West and how harmful it is. Like, it shows firsthand right here if what we're hearing from these people is all right, and it's all, you know, they're not, there's no bullshit going on here. This is definitely something to kind of freak out about. Talking about like Alzheimer's, how it kind of ties into diabetes and diet, which is believable.
Mm-hmm.
But here we go.
Perfectly healthy. Put him in a vat of water and he finds his way to safety every time. 5.2. Now, look at this guy. What he's been eating is the equivalent of a North American diet, complete with all the fats and sugars we regularly consume. He doesn't know where to go. His brain has been damaged.
These rats were totally normal, and then they turned into demented animals. They don't remember their learning after even a day. And as the challenge gets harder and harder, they fail more and more, just like a human with Alzheimer's disease.
36.2.
In this lab, the belief now is that Alzheimer's is really diabetes of the brain, linked to insulin levels, which can be affected by too much sugar. Professor Suzanne Delamonte.
Insulin resistance, we now know, can occur in any organ. It can occur in the muscles. That's what diabetes is. It can occur in the liver. That causes fatty liver disease. It can occur in the ovaries. That's polycystic ovary disease. And it can occur in the brain.
Perfectly healthy.
It's creepy, man.
Very creepy. Very true. I actually have a clip that can follow that. Which, yeah, kind of surprising that we linked up together just like that on this show. But that
it's
happened.
It's a shame, dude, that with all the medical like geniuses that are out there, none of this stuff gets really talked about on like a mainstream level.
Right.
You know, I forget, it might have been someone else's show or someone shared a clip or something where it was talking about, you know, that anytime a doctor gives you a treatment, let's say that a doctor tells you that you need, for example, open heart surgery, right? There's no other answer. You have to take this open heart surgery. You got to do this, that. They get a commission off of that, and it's a certain percentage, right? Mm-hmm. So they want to do these things, and they're very much incentivized to, you know, do these things just to make money instead of, like, why don't we talk about these kinds of things? This is news, and I'm hearing it on Instagram being sent to me by someone that doesn't even live in this country.
Right.
You know, Tyson. So, just weird, dude.
Well, I mean, it's known that, I mean, even you know this. You've done episodes in the past on shit that's banned in the European Union that we use. Microwaves, for one. You brought to a lot of people's attention. They don't use microwaves in the European Union and in a lot of other countries because of the radiation it puts off. And then you look at some of the food dyes and other things that aren't allowed over there, but we consume in almost everything we eat or drink. Like, what?
Yeah, I don't know if microwaves are still illegal there. I just know that they were for a long time. Okay. I could probably find that while we're playing this next video. But yeah, it's definitely one of those things. The flour that we use isn't allowed anywhere else, right?
Yeah.
So
it's crazy.
Fucked up. Yeah. So what is this clip that has to do with the rat brains?
Well, you'll see.
I was sitting one day drinking some coffee, and I was looking at the line at Chick-fil-A. Three lines starting at 10:30 in the morning, and I stayed there for an hour. It never let up. I said, ain't no way in hell that a chicken sandwich tastes that good. So I said, let me see. I wonder what they're putting in it. And I started doing the research right at the time that you remember, you know, in the hood, there was this argument, Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A, and everybody was going back and forth, and people, you seen people at Popeyes, man, got shot. The man shot somebody because they didn't have no more chicken sandwiches left. I mean, I said, this ain't no regular chicken sandwiches. So I went and the Popeyes chicken sandwich. Come to find out, they have over 40 ingredients in the Popeyes chicken sandwich. 32 of them were man-made chemicals. And I said, well, let's see what Chick-fil-A has. Over 50 chemicals in the chicken sandwich. Over 40 of them were man-made chemicals. I said, so hell, this is a dope sandwich. So they really are flipping birds over there. I mean, because there's no way in the world to justify. So whenever I seen that, I said it in a message, and someone took the clip of it and then went on the website of Chick-fil-A, had it broke down where they were clicking on it, showing all of the ingredients and these chemicals that were in it. Do you know the next day Chick-fil-A took that down off their website? Well, now you can't find the ingredients to the Chick-fil-A sandwich or the Popeye's chicken sandwich because they don't want you to know that they're drugging you, that they're doping you, that they have you wanting the food not for nutritional value, but because you become addicted by the MSG and the other chemicals that they've inserted in. I was sitting.
Wow. Dude. It's funny that you play that because I can even build on that a little further with that movie They Cloned Tyrone. Have you seen that?
No, I have not. And for all you people out there that are wondering how we naturally build, you people, the audience that are wondering for the question of how Ryan and I naturally build on these because we don't know what clips each other's bringing, it's a Pisces thing.
Shut up with that shit. You sound like if people were just reading this, they would think that you're a girl with how much you bring up. And that you look like that one girl that sings about taking mushrooms and acid and stuff. She's got like dreads. And then actually Ron Weed posted a picture of her and was like, you know, her parents work at Lockheed Martin or some shit. You know, these people that are all obsessed with Zodiac. No, it's funny. It's an inside joke here.
Yeah.
Okay, so check this out, dude. You got to watch this movie, man. You have to watch this movie. We actually need to do it on the Conspiracy Theater 3000. We did one last night on a popular movie right now, but this is just one scene of many that is exactly what that guy's talking about. They put it in your face here. Check this out. They're at a restaurant, fast food place.
Missionary position. We don't.
Right. Okay. As with any mystery, we got to lay out the facts. Mm-hmm. What is it we know?
What we do know.
What?
He dead. He ain't here no more.
But, plot twist. The nigga also right here. Two fine days.
Double time. Also no. It's an underground firepower laboratory.
But he said the damn elevator's on. Yeah, that shit, whatever clues me, the 100 feet buried under the ground.
I try to tell you, Fontaine, man, it wouldn't hurt you to smile every once in a while. You know, I've known this motherfucker for years. I ain't never seen him laugh. Not once. I've never seen him laugh.
I'm gonna see you laugh. Yeah, I ain't seen you laugh once. Everyone's laughing in the chicken pulse.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now I see it. And old dude's like, "Oh shit! I don't think I want to eat this chicken no more."
It's a goddamn chicken. Look at the cow. The cow and the chicken. When I was in the trap house, there was some white powder right there. I thought it was cocaine. I took some of it. It wasn't cocaine. I started laughing. You break some. I shoot the nigga. Now we here. We eat this chicken. We all laughing. It's.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
It's nuts.
Sorry, I did try watching that movie. It was really slow. And I remember trying and telling you, I was like, dude, I just couldn't. It was just way too slow for me.
It's slow, but if you look at it, like that came out right around the time that Jamie Foxx, you know, all the theories about him getting cloned.
Yep.
That came out at that time. So if you watch it and you're just looking for messages within it, you'll find tons.
Right.
Like you would like it, dude. Get drunk. I know that you never drink, but just get drunk and watch it on like a weeknight or something. Cause you'll find a ton of shit in there, man, that'll speak to you.
Okay.
Like fried chicken.
Yeah. I mean, and it is crazy. I mean, like the guy said, you know, when he was looking into the Chick-fil-A and the Popeye's chicken and what have you, 40 and 50 ingredients, all man-made chemicals. Like,
right.
It did make me stop and think, like, when I watched it, I was like, shit, anytime I drive by a Chick-fil-A, their drive-through is packed. And I have eaten Chick-fil-A once or twice. Yeah. I personally don't see the big hype over it like most people do. Okay. My daughter is driven down to Harrisburg to pick up orders for her, her mom, her friends and what have you, and brought them back because they wanted Chick-fil-A so bad. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm not, if I'm in the area, maybe, but it's good chicken, I guess, but I don't know.
Great for fast food, but that's just it. It's fast food.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first time I heard people describing this, I thought I was going to go get a chicken sandwich and a blowjob at this place.
It's
You think that it's just next level. It's good. It's not awesome. You know, you're not going to get anything crazy out of it. But yeah, dude, I do want to try that pimento sandwich that they've been advertising, but I haven't, man. Like when I used to work at Pepsi, almost every breakfast and every lunch that I had was from a restaurant, whether it was like fast food or something a little like quote unquote healthier. And dude, like it's just insane. Like it fucked my stomach up, man. Just this last 2 weeks here, what I've been doing around here, you know, eating my own food, eating the same shit that I would always eat, but eating way less of it, just way less. And dude, it's fixed all my stomach problems.
Yeah.
Eat less, not to get too personal.
Eat less, but more often through the day. Smaller portions.
Well, I just eat at night. I just eat one time at night, and I eat way less. Like half the portion that I would. If I'm real hungry, I'll eat something in the morning. But like not to get like, you know, too personal. I don't want to bring you guys on a trip inside of my asshole right now. But like I used to have problems shitting, dude. Like straight up. Like I would not be able to shit. And I think it was just like my digestive system was just overworking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'd have heartburn. Like I would eat dinner because I know, you know, the earlier that you can eat dinner, the better it is for you. So I would eat dinner at like 4 or 5 at the latest. And I would go to bed and at like 10 o'clock, you know, in the middle of my sleep, I would have like, you know, freaking heartburn, like bad heartburn.
Right.
And I don't have any of that shit anymore. Just eating less. Like it's just crazy how we're conditioned to eat 3 big meals a day, you know. No one does that. No one's supposed to do that shit.
No. And when that came about, I mean, people were out working the farm fields. You know what I mean? They'd get up, go work their farm fields, then go to a fucking, you know, heavy labor and intensive job, come back, work on the farm a little bit, and eat. So they needed the energy. They needed that morning breakfast to have some calories to burn and what have you. Most people don't have jobs like that anymore. You know what I mean? Like, you know, mine's physical, but it's not so demanding that I need to eat like super high protein and you know, I'm good with a really late lunch. Like I'll have like a small breakfast snack around 9:30 or 10, just enough to take a little bit of the hunger pain away. And then I eat a really late lunch and then I'm good till the next day. And you know what I mean? But I don't know. I agree with you. I mean, now there are times on the weekends I get up and I'm like, man, I really could throw down on a big fucking breakfast. You know what I mean? Some scrambled eggs, some hash browns, maybe even some dippy eggs in there.
All day after.
Well, then you just go back and take a nap.
That's good for you.
Yeah.
Now, Kim was telling me that the Mayan volcano erupted. I'm not seeing any news on this. Sometimes I don't know where she gets her fucking facts from. Like, she told me it just erupted.
Really?
And I'm like, supposedly, but who knows, dude? She's told me some shit, like, with dead-ass conviction, and it's not true. So, I mean, the fuck knows? I'm just going to start, we're going to Snopes her. And just deem her as a highly unreliable source from now on.
And you think all her time at BlackRock, well, maybe that's why her time at BlackRock is really paying off. You know what I mean? When she was that intern, yeah. She's really leading you the wrong way.
Disinformation agent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wanted to mention one thing, but speaking of Kim, she actually did give me some interesting information. Did you see this Michael Jackson shit where he went live on Instagram?
No.
Okay. I'm going to pull this up. This is very interesting. Michael Jackson live on, was it YouTube? Oh, Michael, I'm going to have to go to DuckDuckGo probably. But, you know, his account, so Instagram came out in, I think, 2010. I believe he died in 2009. So his account has always been a memorial page, right? Mm-hmm. He went live supposedly this past weekend, and it's weird, dude. You know, his daughter commented on the page, just like nothing was wrong. Just like, what are you doing? You know, I'm gonna find this real quick. Ramble about something for a second.
I can. I just did a quick Google search. A prehistoric eruption from the Mayan volcano occurred at 4:40 p.m. on Sunday, February 4th, 2024, said the Philippines Institute of Volcanology and Seismology. The eruption lasted 4 minutes and 9 seconds based on the seismic record. So I guess she was right. But it wasn't like devastating. You know what I mean? There wasn't.
Yeah.
Obviously, nobody died and what have you.
Okay, so check this out. I'm just going to read this here. No need to share my screen or anything unless there is a video or some images. According to reports, the pop star who died at age 50 went live to his 4.4 million followers page, attracting comments and millions of views within 7 minutes of the start. However, a quick search of the official accounts in the American singer shows that the late does not show what the fuck. Never mind. I'm not. This doesn't. The writing in some of these is so fucking bad, dude. Like, it's so bad.
Yeah, it's hard.
I've been doing a lot of writing for my job, and I'm not educated. And like, you can tell that just AI writes some of these. Let's see if we can. Oh, dude, here's a 5-minute video. Let's watch this.
All right. Better share it.
I'll pull her up. But it was interesting. I found a Reddit thread on it. And a lot of people were talking about it, man. There was a screenshot of what's her name, Priscilla.
Mm-hmm.
Priscilla
Presley. I think
it's Priscilla Jackson. No, Jackson. We're talking about Michael Jackson, not Elvis.
Yeah, he married Priscilla Presley.
I know, but the daughter.
Oh, they named the daughter Priscilla?
I think so.
Okay, I didn't know that. I knew there was Blanket and something else.
Blanket. Yeah, Blanket's my favorite name. That's a good name, dude.
A Blanket.
We do a really good thing with him on South Park. All right, so check this video out. Yeah, 5 minutes. I don't know if this is for or against the theory, but it is a thing. And I believe that this just came 3 days ago. No, 3 years ago. Never mind. We'll get better at this. Let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to. I'll stop sharing this. But
we haven't.
I'm just trying to find the same thing that I saw the other day. And it's just gone.
I hate when that happens. Like, you look for something, and all of a sudden, you're just like, I know it was there. I literally watched it, and it's gone.
Yeah, and it's on my other computer, too, so of course, I can't just pull up history. But yeah, man, I mean, I don't know if anyone else saw anything about that, but it's absolutely, it was something. It was a weird thing that they were doing, where it's just like, this dude went live. Now, my question to you was going to be, Do you think that it was a deep fake? Do you think it's just to get people talking and another distraction? What do you think it is?
Without having seen it, yes. I would probably have to say it was a deep fake, get people talking, or try to get people talking, to see if they can form some kind of distraction. You said it, he had like 4.4 million followers. Obviously not the king of pop anymore, because Taylor Swift had, what, 27 million, 27 point something million. So, I mean,
she's the new king.
Yeah, she's the new queen, king, probably king. She probably has a little penis, I think it's allegedly. But I don't know. I would just have to probably, if I was a betting man, put money on deepfake.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. You got anything? I've been kind of going for a while here.
Yeah, I have a couple things we can play. This
chicken clip you shared was great.
Never know what's going
to... Well, thank you.
It's nuts.
This is a 50 short...
50 ingredients.
Yeah, 50. Pretty disgusting, if you ask me.
Sounds healthy.
All right, so this one's it's a little quicker of a thing, but it leaves room for us to talk.
Never know what's going to happen. This baby fell out of the sky and landed in our yard. It's never boring on the Welke farm. Thank God there's no horses out or it didn't hit the house.
Samsung?
And it's still going and flashing.
So
was that like a satellite thing?
Yeah. Yeah, it was straight up a satellite. But did you see what was attached to it? A fucking balloon.
Samsung, that's all that I saw.
A balloon. How many times do these things have to fall out?
It's like a satellite.
Yeah, how many times do we have to see these things, especially when the Chinese spy balloon thing, they just called it a spy balloon, but it was a fucking satellite. They're not in space. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird, man. Wonder what that is.
Yeah. And the reason why I wanted to play that is because it kind of tied in last week when I was like, how come your GPS in your car uses quote-unquote satellites to find your destination, and you can use GPS on your phone, but if you don't have service, it won't work? Like, what's it really pinging off of? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. We're lied to all the time.
So do you think that the Earth's flat?
I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think a satellite proves the Earth is flat or round. I just think it just proves that they're not really in space like they say they are. Because if they're that far away, how are we picking up signals so crisp and clear so quickly? You know what I mean? Like, it just leaves a lot of questions that obviously I'm not.
That sucks. I wish...
a scientist to answer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it sucks that it's only a few people that have been to space, man, you know, and all those people are part of the same club.
Right.
What can we do? Nothing.
Not much. I do have, I'm going to play this just because I know Tyson does a lot of work on this. And
electroculture?
Yeah. Yeah, some good stuff. And people, I apologize if you hear like a high-pitched whine in the background. That's part of living with a coonhound.
What's he bitching about?
I don't know. He just likes to cry.
Copper makes the soil more water retentive. So this actually...
Can you hear it okay?
These little chippings don't rust and they benefit the soil. They make the soil hold water better. And they do not affect the energy circuit in the earth. So... iron is supposed to be buried in the ground. We use it because it made lovely weapons, hard weapons. We could kill everybody, and we made tools, and we use it for everything now. But iron's like a magnet that steals energy. The natural energies of underneath the soil, they move in waves across the earth. Iron attracts, magnetically pulls this energy to it and discharges it into the atmosphere. So it kind of leaches the life out of the soil. So a farmer who's putting a tractor constantly across a field full of stones and soil, every time he hits a stone, a tiny chip will come off of his plow or his harrow or whatever, and fly off into the soil. The rain will then rust that particle, and then the soil will be covered in a patina of rust. And this rust will endlessly leach the life away from the energies out of the soil into the air. All tools, this is the shovel.
This is a fork.
A hoe. The old garden rake. For hand jobs, this is all the same. Everything is the same. You have to use the right equipment on the energy circuit called your garden. If you use the wrong equipment, you will get your production, but you will not get your increase year on year. You can maintain, but you can't grow. Each year more, like trees, like nature. Each year more. Each year taller, each year bigger, each year more. This is abundance, the path to abundance. Iron is the path to famine, really.
Yeah, man, I wish he looked different. He's saying some really good things, but, like, you know, it's hard to trust anything coming from a dude like that. And for some reason, do you get the same vibe when someone uses the word abundance? I get turned off real quick. I don't know why.
I don't know. Not really. When they say that, I just think, you know, that they're speaking in terms of like when I grew a garden, I really did have an abundance of tomatoes, because we planted, like, the first year we planted them, I think we planted like close to 20 plants, and they all did really good. So we had an abundance, you know what I mean? And I think that's just meaning that you want your crop to create the most that it can. That's
bountiful
how I,
crops.
Yeah. Bountiful, right? Crops. That's just kind of how I take it. I know there's people out there that, if we do this and this, everybody can live in abundance. And I see where you're coming from. And right. You know what I mean? And it can be sketch.
Yeah, it's gotten to be one of those terms. It's like a new age term, you know, and like, I get it. I understand what it means. And I know that it's possible to live in a world of abundance, but it's just funny to where, you know, so many people say abundance. It's just one of those words that when people use those a bunch, I'm like, ooh, it's like, you're not trustworthy.
Yeah. And you're like, you're weird.
You kick your dog.
Yeah. You kick your dog. You're weird.
Yeah.
Let me look. I might have. Oh, I got to play this real quick. We just have to give honor. Well, not honor, but a little respect to somebody. To somebody that passed away this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Lay down. You're being too noisy. We're on the air. It's over here shaking his head.
Yeah. Worldwide and across generations.
It's a friend.
Carl Weathers. Remember tonight.
I'll stand by my side this one.
Extraordinary career. I'll see you Monday. Good.
Here's Carl Weathers, man. Cheers to Carl Weathers. What a nice, I mean, you know, at least he went out in his sleep, man. That's always cheers. At least he went out in his sleep.
Yeah.
Seems like he kind of deserved, you know, a good peaceful death. You know, obviously we all die. So, yeah, it's good that he went in his sleep and didn't, like, you know, hopefully he wasn't sick, suffering from something. But yeah, man, I
think that's the way I want to go.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I think if I'm going, I either want to go really quick or just peacefully die in my sleep. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
let me go to sleep, have a dream, and go wherever I go then.
Right. Yeah, it's, it was funny because they did a tribute to him on the UFC last night on the fight card. And I watch a streamer in between fights, and he was like kind of almost getting sad, you know, and he's like a super funny, upbeat dude. And he was like, oh, man, like he was just like, it looked like he was trying not to cry because he's always making jokes about shit. And yeah, it got a lot of people. It kind of fucked with a lot of people, made a lot of people sad. So it's sometimes I think it's real stupid when an actor dies and a lot of people get like upset about it. Right.
Right.
But with this one, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, he seems like he might have been one of the good ones.
Yeah.
You know,
I always liked pretty much anything he was in, you know, just the character he played was just always, you know, whether it was Chubbs, whether it was, you know, dude in Predator or Creed. I mean, Apollo Creed was probably his most famous role. I would go on to say, cause I mean, That's the first thing I thought of when he died. I'm like, holy shit, Apollo Creed died. I'm like, like for real, for real.
Oh yeah, didn't he already die? It's like a Mandela effect people start going with.
Yeah.
But Rich brought up Chubbs. What's Chubbs from?
Happy Gilmore.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember Happy Gilmore that well, but
He was the black guy with that had no he had the fake hand and the alligator got it.
Okay.
He was his golf trainer at first.
Got it. Yeah, dude. Just an iconic
election 45 days following the vote.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's 10% of their population there around, because mm-hmm. I think they've got a population of about 30-something million. And there's a good percentage of people that probably never heard about that e-petition. And it got 10% of the population to sign it. Canada does not like Trudeau, dude. How did he win the election in the fucking first place? We can ask that same question here.
Yeah. Oh, totally. You know what I mean? Like, they hated him so much that... Wasn't there an election right before or after that trucker convoy that went up there in the middle of the winter or whatever? And somehow, even though he froze people's bank accounts and did all this, he miraculously won the election again. And it was like, huh? Like, nobody likes you, dude. Like, nobody fucking likes you.
Well, it seems like every time he goes out, there's a video of someone punking him, you know, just talking about what a bitch he is and how he just screws over the population. So I don't know, man. Like I said, I think that we can ask the same questions here. How did this person get in office? All this stuff, but it's just sad, dude. It's crazy.
Very crazy. I had something.
Did you have something ready? I've got something with Tucker Carlson too.
No, go ahead. By all means.
Yeah, I've got all kinds of clips, so if you're struggling to find one, dude, I got a lot of good stuff sent to me here. This Tucker Carlson one was sent. I'm writing these down so that I know exactly where they're from. Matthew again. Matthew sent this, and this is, again, part of liberal policy that kind of fucks up this country. Check this out.
Watch the chaos here. These aren't tired, poor immigrants yearning to be free and make a better life. These are two drunk illegals fighting on the streets of uptown Manhattan in a neighborhood they didn't build and shouldn't be in. Illegal aliens have been placed at public expense in hotels. The families who live nearby are terrorized. Some have moved. Businesses in the neighborhood have been destroyed. Imagine living in a place like this. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine, because this is what their neighborhoods have become. A restaurant owner in the neighborhood, who turns out to be the father of pop star Lady Gaga, is enraged, and he has every right to be.
Well, my name's Joe Germanotta, and we're in Joanne's.
I don't have the clip that I wanted to show, but this one mentions it, and I kind of teased this earlier, that I was a little shocked that this person is saying what he's saying. Oh,
supporting Trump, yeah. This liberal fuck.
New York City. Illegal aliens jumped New York City cop. NYPD's finest. He jumped a New York City cop in Times Square and were arrested and released without bail. I know, it's a city thing. I know, it's a state thing. I know all that. I know all that. Okay? Stay with me. Released without bail. Came out of the courtroom on some two-pronged digital finger with the Detroit Red Wings jersey. Say something. What is the world coming to? If you could be from another country, beat up a New York City, and walk out with no bail, what the is the world coming to? Is the world coming to? I know, Mayor Adams, you're from Brownsville, Brooklyn. I know this, but what the f- have I gotten myself into? Stay with me. Trump is on the.
Is there more to that or no?
No, that was his little rant. But what he was referencing was these two illegal immigrants jumped a New York City cop in Times Square.
Kind of like six. Didn't he say six?
It might have immigrants? Been six, yeah. And they released him out on bail. I thought I had the clip of them walking out. Dude, they were sitting there giving the cameras middle fingers, spitting, doing whatever. and they're still giving like money a month, and all they did was ship them to another fucking sanctuary city. But yet the guy on the subway that saved people's lives, it's a vet, he got thrown in jail because he used a chokehold a little too wrong. The dude was threatening to kill people.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm trying to put myself in the position of someone that votes for these policies, right? That, you know, the virtue signaling, and I mean, you teed me up perfectly here for this one. I might not be able to find it though while I'm talking.
It's Pisces.
Let's see. No, this isn't it. Okay, I did find it. Okay. So, but I'm trying to put myself in the position of someone that would vote for these policies.
Okay.
And say, maybe this is just, you know, this is a drop in the bucket. This is six immigrants that are just bad. Think of how many good people come in.
Okay.
These countries that are unregistered and they get money. Do you think that that's accurate though? Because I don't think that, I mean, even if you let in, you know, let's say for every 100,000 people that you're letting in, there's one bad guy in all of those. Is it still worth it in your head? And the bad guy, I mean, the bad guy doing horrible things like that. I'm not the biggest supporter of police. I also don't not support them. I'm kind of neutral.
Same.
I think blindly supporting, you know, putting a blanket over all police and say, let's just support all these guys. I know it's a scary job. It's a tough job. Sometimes it's not, though. Sometimes these guys are going around and catching people going five over to hit their ticket quotas, right?
Yep.
But more often than not, I'm supporting the police, and I think that these are well-to-do people. But, I mean, what do you think? Honestly, do you think letting one bad person out of every 100,000, do you think that that's worth it? Or do you think that maybe us as taxpayers, you know, we have to...
And was like, look, he was identified, blah, 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 blah. These are the people that are coming. The people that want to come here and make money, do it the legal way, believe it or not. I deliver to crews that are from South America a lot up here in Pennsylvania. And most of them are from Honduras. Some of the nicest fucking people, hardest workers. I would rather go on a job site knowing that they're going to be there, or a crew of, you know, South Americans. They'll jump up in the truck if need be and start unloading their materials. You know who doesn't? The Amish.
Righty.
Yes, oh. The Amish. The better than really? Thou motherfuckers. They just stand there and look at you. And everybody thinks, oh, well, they're hardworking people because they're farmers and no, they're fucking assholes is what they are.
Yeah, that's interesting, man. And I can second that. You know, obviously living in Tucson, Arizona, there's a lot of like hardworking people of all different races. But yeah, man, like to paint a broad brush, a lot of Mexicans are hard workers, man. But if it's not like these people that are coming over illegally, though, what they're doing is they're not trying to add to the system. Right. They're not trying to add to the greater good. They're trying to basically come in. And let's say that for, you know, my analogy there with my ratio there with the one out of every 100,000 people that comes across illegally. The 99,000 of these people aren't doing that much good just because
this behind.
What are they adding? What are they bringing to the culture of the United States? The society, what are they actually actively adding in, especially if they're getting a $5,000 check a month for their family? And $5,000 for an entire family isn't shit. But, I mean, who knows how many of these people, they're getting big checks for doing nothing.
Yeah.
That's still a drain on society. And if you get just one out of every 100,000 people that is bad, I would say that is a hands-down net negative. Like, that is not a positive thing. You're helping a lot of people that need help, sure. But what are they adding? How long are we committed to help these people?
From the
board. Right? Is it just for their whole lives? Do they ever get incentivized to get up and do something?
No.
It's hard to say.
They don't. It's no different than the welfare system.
But maybe you give these people $5,000 a month for 20 years and just see where they line up. You know that they're going to be pro whatever party gives them that check, right? So if it's the Democratic Party, they're going to be pro Democrat. They're going to vote blue no matter who, as the phrase goes, right?
Yeah, and so that's what they're counting on. That's why they want to wide open.
And that's also keeping them just in that, in on that line, like that line just above poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Poverty, sorry. It's not, you know, incentivizing them whatsoever to go out there and try and like change the world for the better. It's just keeping them where they're at, keeping them asleep, so to speak, watching Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce in the Super Bowl and all this bullshit. It's not actually making them want to do anything to contribute, in my opinion. That's what I think.
Yeah. And I'm right there with you. And I don't know. It's a shit show. It really is. And
yeah,
you're like me, you know, we both live in rural areas that we don't see this firsthand, you know what I mean? But people like maybe Luis, who does live in New York, might be seeing this, or, I don't know. I'm trying to think of some of our friends in the podcast community that might live.
I actually know Luis. Luis has seen that, man. He rented out a building or a apartment or something that he owned, and the people trashed it. I don't know if you remember him talking about it. I don't know if were illegals. I'm not going to say that they are without knowing, but he was trying to do good by like renting out. Obviously you're going to profit off this shit when you're renting out a building or a room.
Right.
But these people just fucked this stuff over. And I remember him saying something where it made me think, like, I wonder who these, like what kind of people these are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know also that there's incentives for real estate owners and business owners to rent out to these illegals, right? You would think so. So,
well,
go ahead.
I was just gonna, they're kicking kids out of school and telling them they have to go home to learn, and putting illegal immigrants up in there for that, to give them a place to shelter and what have you. And it's like, yo, you're kicking out American citizens. Now you're telling the parents that probably both work.
I said it so many times, dude. You know, like my next door neighbor or someone that lives in my neighborhood that happens to be black has so much more in common with me than he does with like Jay-Z or Barack Obama.
Right.
And then I have way more in common with them than I do someone like George Bush or fucking, you know, Donald Trump, someone that we would vote for typically. Right. It's like, dude, they don't give a shit about you. And I saw this really good clip, actually, you know, throwing it back to the Super Bowl a little bit. Like, it was a dude talking about, and he seemed like he was pretty well off, pretty wealthy dude. He was like, why do people that are broke get obsessed with football teams, basketball teams, and all these things? You get depressed when your team loses. That's your team. You're not their fan. Like, in their head, they don't give a shit about you.
Yeah.
You're not their guy. Right. So it's just funny that people get so invested in this stuff, man.
Well, it stems all the way back to the Roman Empire and the Colosseum, bread and circus.
Right, right. Yeah, the bread and circus shit.
You know,
well, check this out. Just before we get too far away from the insanity.
Okay.
This is wild. This is fucking wild right here. This just shows how far left we're really going here. Check this out.
Episode. A woman is violently raped in a store dressing room. Then takes the side of her rapist because he's black. She doesn't want her white privilege to get her attacker locked up. And then her lesbian partner tries to school the cops on racial justice. The welfare of her fiance's rapist keeps her up at night.
How are you holding up?
Not great. I was up all night with Natalie. She was inconsolable.
That's understandable. Look, when a person goes through the trauma like that, can end up in a very vulnerable state.
Yeah, it's about that.
Okay, then what? We're acutely aware of the systemic inequities that exist within the criminal justice system.
You mean for people like Jay?
Yeah. Our concern is that he might not receive a fair trial.
And then a plot...
Oh, I clicked out of it on accident. But yeah, dude, that was obviously a clip from a movie or a show or something.
I think it was Law and Order.
Imagine that. Dude, imagine that, though. You're a woman that gets raped, and you've been brainwashed because this person is a different skin color than you, to not treat them fairly. Isn't that racism by definition?
Yeah.
Like, if a black...
The administration is also taking on junk fees. It's a
junk. Next, Biden set the all-time record for the number of people illegally entering the U.S. because he's the most popular president ever. Numbers don't lie. Biden raised dementia awareness by 400%. not to mention incontinence, Alzheimer's, and speech impediment awareness.
Worth $1,300,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000
They're all in Ukraine, but still, good for them. Next, the Biden administration upheld their campaign promise of transparency by releasing several behind-the-scenes videos from Capitol staffers. More than we wanted to see, actually.
Oh, God.
Also, the Biden administration has literally saved democracy by arresting political opponents and not allowing people to vote for anyone else. Thank you, Joe. You won't believe this one. Biden set a new record by spending 40% of his time on vacation. And finally, Biden heroically stayed alive to save America from a Kamala Harris presidency. I salute you, Mr. Biden.
That's good. Yeah, I changed my mind. I'm voting for him now. Yeah. All those numbers don't lie, dude.
No. I saw that and I was like, oh, I gotta keep this. I think I came across it yesterday. I was just like, yeah, that's pretty accurate. You know, you did cure obesity, because I know my $100 gets me like a half a bag of groceries compared to when it used to give me like, you know, 5 or 6 bags of groceries.
Dude, it is wild, man. I got some stuff. I've been trying, like, you know, I told you I'm you know, trying to eat a lot less and eat healthier shit. And dude, I went out to get some stuff for soup. I've been making, like, I have this good recipe for like a sausage kale soup.
Okay.
And I throw some cannellini beans in there too, almost like a little Italian wedding soup. Bomb as fuck. Went out and I went to Safeway, which Safeway's a little more expensive than like Walmart or something, right? Dude, $70 for shit to make soup. Like,
damn.
And of course, I got a little bottle of booze too, like I do. I like my whiskey. Have you tried this, by the way? This Lucerne? You don't really drink whiskey, do you?
No.
It's empty. No.
I see you do, though.
I do. I love whiskey.
I did back in the day.
I would drink it a lot more if it wasn't so filled with sugar, dude. It's vodka's kind of the way to go if you're drinking hard alcohol.
Yeah, I don't drink much hard alcohol. When I was younger, I didn't really care for the taste of beer. It kind of grew on me as I got older.
Oh, so you're a pussy, basically.
Yeah, I was just like, give me some Crown Royal or whatever, or mixed drink. One of the popular mixed drinks that we would always get when we were at the club on base, was called an Adios Motherfucker. And I wish I could remember what was in them, but man, they're
blue, right?
Yeah, they're blue. They're fucking good. Yeah. But my choice was usually Crown and Coke or Crown on the Rocks.
Crown, huh? Mm-hmm. You fit in with those Canadians.
Crown makes the world go round. Literally sometimes.
So you like Canadian whiskey, but you don't like good old Kentucky bourbon or Tennessee whiskey?
Nope. It's too sweet.
Fucking commie?
No, it's too sweet. I don't like it.
Man.
Yeah. Jack Daniels, it just has that weird, sweet taste. Same with Southern Comfort. And
Jack is dog shit.
Yeah. I like I don't like scotch because it's too dry, but that's kind of why I like the Canadian whiskeys, because they're like in between that sweet and dry. They're like, if you let them set a little bit, like Crown, if you let it set, you know, the second glass that you have, you'll start kind of getting the sweet flavor notes to it. You know, when you first drink it, you don't get it. It's more of a dry, but I don't know. I they make me, I'm going to sound like a girl. They make
makes
me feel
clothes fall off.
Not well, sometimes, it all depends on how much I've had, but no, it makes me bloated, 'cause I'm not burping.
Oh, I hear ya. I don't know. Just stick your fingers down your throat and throw up.
Done that many a times in the Air Force as we were walking to the next bar. Blech. All right, purged myself, ready to go. We can still keep drinking.
That's so weird, dude. Yeah. I can't believe that you'd do that. Let me share this. Matt shared this. This is a little flat Earth thing.
Okay.
See if you can find the logic here. It's pretty interesting, man. Let's go.
Let me show you something super interesting. This is the World Submarine Cables map. I want you to think of South America as one, Africa as two, and Australia as three. Notice how there are no cables from here to here or here to here. You might ask, why is that important? Here's why. The reason you will never see these cables connected is because look how far the distance is from one to two and two to three, and the vast distance from one to three. But Ryan, what about these cables here?
Well, yeah. You mean the short distance right here? But you might ask yourself, Ryan, why is that important? Over 99% of the world's internet traffic, including international phone calls and data transfers, rely on cables. Not satellites, cables. Y'all, pull up any map of sea cables and you will see that none of these touch. Because we live on a flat geocentric plane, just like the Word of God says in Revelations 29. And they, talking about the angels, went up on the breadth of the earth. What is that? That is Strong's G4114. Breadth meaning plateaus, has a root word, breadth, suggesting great extent. Let's look up this root word, plateaus, G4116.
Let me show you something super interesting. This is...
I mean, it's interesting. We were talking earlier, we don't know if the Earth's fucking a cube, a mm-hmm. flat plane, a sphere, a dodecahedron, whatever. I don't think that the NASA model's right, though. I'll go out on a whim or a limb, whatever the phrase says, and I'll say that.
Yeah, is it whim or limb? I always thought it was, I'm going to go out on a limb.
I thought so as well, but some people say whim. Yeah. I heard someone say that the other day, and it fucked my world up. I thought it was limb as well.
Because, you know, you venture out on the edge of a limb, are you going to fall, or is it going to be sturdy? I don't know. But I like that clip, because you always see people doing it with flight patterns, and... You know, why does it go this way and this way? And then they put the same one on a flat Earth model, and you're like, oh, well, that makes sense. It's a straight path. I never even thought about the sea cables. Like, interesting.
Older man. People need to check out The Great Deception if they haven't already.
They should. He posted he's on his way to Africa?
Yeah, he's not. We were talking about Bill Burr's wife. Oh. That went right over your head.
Woo! I just looked down on yeah. Wow. Yeah, never mind.
That's funny.
Hey, I got a little couple funny clips that we can play.
Of course we know you.
And then we'll wrap up, huh?
We can, or... Hey,
you know what, dude? Before you get into it, man, I was thinking we should really set some clips aside for a paranormal cunt episode.
Ooh, we could.
I've heard a lot. I've gotten a lot of paranormal clips sent to me, and it would be kind of cool to just focus one week.
Okay.
This week, honestly, would have been a great week to do it because it's kind of a slow news week. But it'd be fun to do on a slow news week a nice paranormal episode with like I got this shit with like some Ouija board, people getting possessed. I got a Mogollon monster called on tape, like a scream. Some people were saying it was a skinwalker and shit.
Well, but yeah, I got sent that stuff, yeah. And I want to say Matthew sent it to me.
It was either Matt or Matthew. I think it was Matt.
Okay.
Yeah, Matt T.
So yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. And I replied to him that did not look like Arizona forest.
Absolutely is. It's northern.
Is it?
Northern Arizona. Yeah, dude, we got shit like that here just like an hour away from my house.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So
talking shit.
Hey, I like talking shit.
No.
But it's a
Pisces thing.
It's a Pisces thing. No, we can do that because I know Rory sent me something with Tesla vehicles and shit too. So, yeah, I think we should do a paranormal one. I like that.
It'd be fun. Just like a random, it could even be a 0.5, you know?
Yeah.
Just like an extra one that we do.
Could be. So,
you got?
And this is just
funny time.
This is just for you, my friend.
Pennsylvanians. Of course we know a youth league coach with a drinking problem.
I'm from Pennsylvania. Of course my favorite pet's a stray cat.
We're Pennsylvanians. When it's 50 degrees, it's shorts weather, but shirts are always optional.
Of course I argue that Cheats is better than Wawa. I'm from PA.
We're Pennsylvanians. Of course Hershey Park is better than Disneyland.
I'm from Pennsylvania. Want to come to my fire hall birthday party? Next year, it's at the community center.
We're from Pennsylvania. Of course I wear my Hey Dudes in the snow.
We're Pennsylvanians.
We're Pennsylvanians. If you don't have a DUI, there's something wrong with you.
We're from Pennsylvania. Not Yonglin.
Pennsylvanians. Of course we know everyone that peaked in high school. They still talk about it today.
Well, Pennsylvania. Of course we've all taken a field trip to Gettysburg. I'm Pennsylvanian. Of course I've called Palomino. We're Pennsylvanians. Batman's one of us. We're Pennsylvanians. Our bars can't afford extra sock lasses. From Pennsylvania. Of course we're Pennsylvanians. Of course our commute to work has $6 generals. I'm Pennsylvanian. That left lane on the highway, that's for me. You need to get out of my way, but I will never get out of yours. Pennsylvanians, we'll talk your ear off while passively aggressively trying to leave. We're Pennsylvanians. The first day of deer season was a holiday we got off school for. Pennsylvanians, we've all hit a deer. I'm Pennsylvanian. I've literally lost a car in a pothole. We're Pennsylvanian. We'll brag about our local dive bar, but we'll never tell you where it is. I'm from Pennsylvania. The part known as Pennsylvania. I'm Pennsylvanian. Of course I'm going to the Apple Harvest this year. I'm from Pennsylvania. I felt all four seasons in one day before. We're Pennsylvanians. There's an inch of snow coming. Have you gone to the grocery store yet? We're Pennsylvanians. It's PA, not Pennsylvania. We're Pennsylvanians. Of course we stay up the road with a horse and buggy. We're Pennsylvanians. Come grab a hoagie. I'm from Pennsylvania.
A hoagie.
It's the fanciest place I go to eat. We're Pennsylvanians. Have you eaten Hog Maw lately? I'm from Pennsylvania. Beets, bears, Battlestar Galactica. We're Pennsylvanians. Can I go catch some fish in the creek? I'm Pennsylvanian. I eat my eggs dippy. We're Pennsylvanians.
Oh, okay.
Can't decide if we're gangsters or country boys. I'm Pennsylvanian. Of course my first job was holding the flashlight for my aggressive dad. We're Pennsylvanians. Why don't we get some scrapple? I'm from Pennsylvania. Of course I've shoveled snow in the wintertime and pushed mowed lawns in the summer. I'm Pennsylvanian. My grandpa's mamma lived right over yonder. Pennsylvanians.
Yeah, the dippy things, man. It's you guys need to start calling them dippy gags. It's just it's so gay, dude.
I don't know what to tell
you. A grown man, a 200 plus pound man, going in and say, "Can I get dippy eggs, dude? Get the fuck out of my restaurant."
Be like, "Yeah, I'll take two eggs," and they'll be like, "How do you want them?" You just say dippy.
I'll say over medium. If they don't know what that means, I'm getting up and walking my ass out of that restaurant.
Well, because if they're a good cook,
there's different textures of quote unquote dippy eggs.
Yes. A dippy egg should be traditionally, when we call it, a dippy egg is over easy.
So what do you call a sunny side up egg?
Sunny side up.
That's a dippy egg as well.
Sunny side up.
Well, that's dippy though.
But it's sunny side up.
You guys are just flat out wrong about this.
We're weirdos.
Yeah. Yeah, that is funny though, man. I've seen those with different states and you know, or different cities or whatever. And yeah, that was a nice long one. It was good though. Lots of weird shit going out there.
I like the one, it's Yangling, not Yongling. So many people.
Well, yeah, and what was the Palomino thing?
Palomino is an albino trout.
So it's a fish.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're kind of
really
rare.
That's interesting, man. I wish that we would have seen this before I wrote the damn newsletter for the BKFC thing, because we had Luis Palomino fighting Austin Trout in the main event.
Are you fucking serious?
I swear to God, and I wish that I knew that piece of fucking knowledge there, because that would have made my newsletter just that much better, knowing that piece of information.
Hell yeah, that would have put...
This is a battle of the fish.
Yeah, yeah, Palomino is basically... It's a... Like, you know, the color of like an albino python, it's not like white. It's more like a yellowish kind of color. That's what an albino trout or a palomino is what we call them. And, you know, everybody, I've never caught one. They're pretty damn rare, but it's a big thing out here when you catch one, because the first day of trout season is like the first day of deer season. Everybody's like, oh my God.
So these look like orange and white.
Yeah, yeah.
Palomino fish.
Share your screen and we can pull it up.
That's fucking fascinating, man. Just because, like, I thought about that, caught a palomino, and I was like, that fucking palomino better not be a fish, man.
Yeah, sure.
And sure enough, it is. Because imagine having a guy named Palomino spelt the exact same way versus trout.
Uh huh. Yeah, it's just
it's like a Pisces thing.
Yeah,
right there, straight up.
Yep, it's a different version of a rainbow trout.
Wow. Fuck. Missed out on some gold there. It probably would have went over people's heads, though, to be honest, if I didn't
know about that. It probably would have went over 99% of the listeners, but your Pennsylvania watchers and readers would have got it instantly. They would have been like, man, that dude's fire. You know what I mean? He knew what he was talking about. Because I guarantee you, others were like, holy fuck, there's a dude named... Palomino Trout? Like, that? That's the fight card? Palomino Trout? Like, really? I didn't even know that. I would have, if you would have told me, I could have even told you way before. I mean, like, dude, that's a fish.
Yeah, even on the newsletters, or not the newsletters, the emails going out. I'm sending out these emails all week that say Palomino versus Trout. And that's the whole, that was the way that they do, obviously, last names, right? Mm-hmm. So that's just wild. That's really interesting, dude. And then, because even after the fight ended, when Austin Trout won, and Austin Trout's a great boxer, traditional boxing that came over to you know, our sport. And he was like, the fight went down on 2/2/24. He's very into what seems like Judaism, but it's not. It seems like it's kind of a mix of Christianity and Judaism. I actually shout out Dominique. I asked her, because she's Jewish, and I asked her, like, can you tell me if this dude's Christian or Jewish or whatever? And he definitely has some, like, Jewish practices or whatever. He has Yahweh in Hebrew written on his trunks, mm-hmm. you know, when he comes out. I didn't know that it said Yahweh, but she did. And it was wild that he said after he won the belt against the pound-for-pound greatest BKFC fighter ever, he says, this fight taking place on September 2nd, 2024, the numbers lined up for me, everything worked out exactly how we knew it was going to. And it's like, I was just wondering what he was talking about there. And you know he knew. I mean, he seems like a pretty spiritual dude. You know he knew about the Palomino thing. But that is just incredibly interesting to me, man. Like, it's cool to kind of see conspiracies that line up with, like, your work. Not that there's any, like, you know, conspiracy there, but just, like, terminology like this. That's wild, dude. That's really cool.
Well, you can thank your Pennsylvania friend.
Well, yeah, thank you for showing me that video.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's cool.
And make you some dippy eggs someday.
Well, that's where I draw the line.
Okay. I want to play this one really quick. It's only about a minute long, but this kid
finally... Oh, yeah, I saw this one. I'm going to take a piss because my bladder is about to explode. This is good stuff, dude.
Go ahead.
This behind me is my plastic end-of-fuel reactor. And this is plastic diesel. Diesel I've made from plastic waste. This Saturday at 12 p.m. EST, in collaboration with Rachel Cook, we're going to run a Ford F-350 off of plastic diesel, proving to the world that plastic is energy. At NBC, at Fox 5, at CNN, at everybody, the world deserves to know that plastic comes from crude oil and we can turn it back into crude oil. 3 years of hard work.
It shows him going through the process here real quick. The past 3 years.
Finally got to this point. I'm ready to show to everybody that we do not have ocean plastics existing in our world because it is money, it is fuel. So at the news, internationally broadcasted, thank you, Major Jab, out.
So yeah, that kid, he's been brought up a couple years ago. I remember people talking about his little thing that he built where somehow he puts all this plastic in there, melts it back down, and turns it back into diesel. I watched his live video on Saturday, and he ran the truck. He showed every step. He poured it right in. They fired it up, idled it, and then added more of this plastic diesel to it and was driving it around the lot. He was getting on a little bit, but there were stones and a whole bunch of people there with cameras, so he didn't want to, you know, obviously throw rocks. But I was like, holy shit, this kid did it. So trying to think what he goes by. I can check real
this
quick.
This behind me is my plastic.
Oh.
Sorry. His page is at Nature Jab, Julian Brown, NatureJab, Julian Brown on TikTok and Instagram. So go check it out because he has his videos up there from Saturday. And I don't know, I commented, I don't think he saw it because there was thousands and thousands of people in his live. But I said, hey, just keep your head on a swivel. You know, keep a lookout for the C1A. You know, you're on to something here.
It sounds like you're threatening him. Keep your head on a swivel, bitch.
Well, from the C1A. But
hey, watch your back.
Yeah.
And just like on the way out.
See ya. But
yeah, well, good for him, man. Yeah, hopefully. And yeah, dude, you're right, man. Like, that is the kind of shit that gets you, you know, shooting yourself in the back of the head three times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you remember him being brought up about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago? I know Ron kind of brought him up and some other people about this kid down in Texas that was doing this and starting out.
Yeah.
And he finally...
We shared a clip on here a couple months back about him. That's why I wasn't going to play it, but I'm glad that you did, just to kind of bring it up. Because it should be... I mean, more awareness should be brought up about this idea, dude. Yeah. And it makes sense. It's just reverse engineering the chemicals that go into the plastic.
Mm-hmm. It's oil. It's crude oil. That's what they make all your plastics out of. You know, everybody's like, oh, we got to ban oil. And they show up to protests, you know, in Seattle in their kayaks and what have you. And it's like, you do realize what you're kayaking in is made out of petroleum.
My favorite thing is when they're wearing North Face.
Yeah.
You know, because North Face is out of San Francisco, and that is all made out of oil. And uh-huh. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, might as well. Honestly, I think there is probably something wrong with it. It's probably very unhealthy to have on your body constantly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, where do we draw the line? Is oil not allowed, but North Face jackets are because they're cool and from San Francisco? Like, what are right. we talking about?
Yeah. It's stupid. I can play another. Do you want to do a couple funny clips and then we jump out of here?
Yeah, let's just do one more because you did the one. And then, yeah, I don't want to go 2 full hours here.
Okay. I have one. You'll like this. Yeah. Back this up.
Looks like a little cartoon.
Heck yeah.
Got a soft spot for cartoons.
I know you do. You'll like this.
Fuck, are you doing? So, missile, you're derailing my plans to bomb America.
My plans.
Don't you dare disarm my missile.
Oh, you.
Fuck you. Do you have any idea who you're talking to? I am the leader of this country. I am this people's god. I will have your head on a stick if you do.
Hey, I wrote you a song.
What?
It goes loose like this. You bitch. No, you're a bitch. A bitch. A bitch. A bitch. A bitch.
Get the fuck off my missile this instant!
I can't!
Why the hell not?
Can't have you starting wars, dumbass!
I'm starting one right now, and it's pissing me off!
Probably doesn't help that I was saved by the American government!
You American dog!
That got you real angry, didn't it?
God damn it!
Yep, I sure pissed him off now!
And that does it! Not starting! I'm not 60 missile!
Uh-oh.
You may have derailed my plans this time, man with a suction cup, but you won't be around the next time. I also...
Bitch.
Was that like a conservative?
I don't know.
You know, comedy drumming thing.
I found that, but whoever makes them makes a whole bunch of other ones. Like, there was one where suction cup guy was going up a skyscraper, and they could be conservative, but the owner of the company was like, I don't know if he was big oil or big consumer, but he's like, oh, I invented a spray that is anti-suction cup, and he puts it in like a little super soaker, and it didn't work. So then he goes to another window and he squirts it, and dude falls. But then he comes back, and he's like, it kind of like the same thing with the dictator there or whatever, supposed to be Kim Jong-un. But they're funny. I don't know. I saw it and I was like, I think you'd like it. So
good deal. I like it. It's that time.
That is that time.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, dickhead?
You are a cunt.
Let's see. Got a few.
You have a few?
Got a few out there.
Ooh.
I'm going to go Trudeau. Anytime he's brought up in an episode, he is always live for Cunt of the Week, and I think he is my Cunt of the Week this week. What a piece of shit beta bitch that probably gets pegged. And that probably just got my channel banned, honestly. I forget that we're live on Instagram all the time.
That's okay.
We're trying.
Well, seeing how you went that route, I'm just gonna go Biden and his accomplishments. Because I was gonna go with Trudeau as well. I was gonna double down, but we try to have two separate cunts.
Yeah, he does. I mean, he affects more people. The president of the United States, Canada, is just kind of up there, right?
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, probably a better cunt is Biden anytime he's brought up.
Oh hell yeah! Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. As always. Ryan, let them know what we are.
We're a lip above, man. We're a lip above the competition. That's why we bring the best news, two Emmys. I've got a dog hair on my mouth somewhere. But, yeah, man, just having fun out here. I like these. And, you know, going live, it's fun. I'd like to see more people in the live. But this is why we're recording these on Sunday. You know, record them on Sunday. We release them on Tuesday. If maybe it makes more sense to record these on Tuesday, we can do that as well. But, you know, but not too much engagement going on live. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. Maybe we'll try next Tuesday go live.
Yeah.
We'll see. You know, we have that power. We can change the day that we record.
That we can do. And for you guys wanting the conspiracy soap, go to dangerousworldpodcast.com. That's dangerousworldpodcast.com for the conspiracy soap. We're almost sold out for our second batch, so get there while the supplies are good. Also, don't forget about your pets. If you have dogs, cats, pigs, whatever, go to purepetwellness.com and enter DWP or Ghost at checkout for your 20% off your entire order, and you can use those promo codes anytime you want. That's purepetwellness.com. And, on that note, we will see
Let
you.
Let me say one thing before you get out about the soap. Sorry.
Go ahead.
With the soap, there's been a little bit of a delay shipping some of this stuff out, but you guys will be getting them, I believe, this week. And it's not because, you know, we ran out prematurely or anything. It's just because of the materials. I had to order some of the labeling stuff. So it just took a little extra time. I'm going to compensate you guys. You guys are getting an extra bar or two, depending on how long you waited. So it's just how we do things over here. We always try to make sure that we take care. And I actually talked with that dude that, remember the guy that, he got like a jar of honey.
Yeah.
Wild. I don't know how the fuck that happens, by the way. Out of all these packages that I've sent out, there was a jar of honey. And this is not good advertising for the brand or anything, but it's just true. It blows my mind. I don't know what happened there. I obviously didn't pack a jar of honey, but what we were thinking is that it fell open in a car, in a postal truck. And they just fucking put a jar of honey in there instead.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like high-end honey. It wasn't localized honey. It looked like great value honey, like in the little bear jar. Weird as shit, man. So if anything like that were to happen to anybody, you know, let me know. And we take care of it. I mean, it's the first time it's happened. And like I said, I know it's not good advertisement or make people be like, what the fuck? But, you know, I try to be transparent about all that kind of stuff. And it was just a weird thing. I still think about it sometimes randomly. It's like, why the fuck did that happen? But weird shit, dude. Weird. I mean, so we were targeted that day, I guess.
Yeah, probably so. People don't want to get their conspiracy bodies cleaned and smelling good. They tried to stop it, but you will never stop the conspiracy underground because we are just a lip above, like Ryan says and coined. You know, hey, we are the best out there. And if you like this, keep following us on all our platforms. Make sure you check out Twitch for the Conspiracy Underground. And until the next time, we will see you next Tuesday.